Simen hey, tin tefillin veisak voros veisak mechos. Sif aleph. Also because the veisak voros, one is not allowed to go inside a cemetery. Oy betol tal ramas shel meis, or within 4 hours of a dead person, tefillin beroishay, while he's wearing his tefillin on his head, mishum loyv l'rash. It's considered a bizoyin for the poor dead people that cannot be mekayem mitzvos. Mechusim mutter, but if it's covered up, it's mutter. The Mishnah Berurah brings the Magen Avraham that says that once he's inside the area of the basic first, he's more than 4 amas away from the mace, it has its halacha. And some of Mekel and say that even in the basic first, as long as he's more than 4 amas away from the mace, it's alright. The Mishnah Berurah the Maisa says in the halacha that if you're in the middle of the basic first, which is surrounded from all sides by kfarim, then a fanami even more than 4 amas away from the kever should not put on the tefillin. If it's at the end of the basic first, it's just an area that's setting aside to eventually be kavarim over there, then as long as he's 4 amas away from the end of the kavarim that are being used, that's acceptable. It is a proper thing to take one's tefillin off before he gets anywhere in the basic forest. Maybe he'll inadvertently leave them on when he gets too close to the kavarim. Another thing the Mishnah Berurah adds is Hashem Atesis Kain, that if the mace is in a room, like a base hesped, place where they eulogize the mace, the entire room is considered dalet amas. There are others that disagree with it. There is machlokes about this. But a person's in a room where the mace is, it should be an entire room. This has to be sensitive, not to have his tefillin on or his tefillin exposed. And the should be the same thing by tzitzis exposed. Also, there's machlokes whether further away than Dalai Amas in the same building is a problem.